Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. If you've driven down Main Street in Bangor recently, you may have seen hammer and sickle posters in the windows at the Penobscot Theater Company and wondered what was up with that. Well, here's your answer and hint, it has nothing to do with politics.
Hello, good morning. My name is Stephanie Colavito, and I play Katya in Penobscot Theater's production of Mother Russia by Lauren Yee and directed by Jonathan Barry. This is the East Coast premiere of Mother Russia. It is a hilarious comedy filled with ideas. It makes you laugh, and it might also make you think a little bit. It's a period comedy set in 1992 St. Petersburg, Russia, dealing with the influx of capitalism on the former communist state and follows the hilarious journey of two young guys trying to figure out what to do with their lives. This production had a shout out in the New York Times. It was noted as one of the top 12 productions in the country to warm up your spring, and specifically our director, Jonathan Barry, was mentioned. So that's really cool. It is purely a period comedy. It does not deal with any current events happening here and now. The premise of this play is the two guys trying to figure out what to do with their lives. And so they figure to spy on a Soviet pop star who's now back in Russia. And there's a mistaken identity love triangle. And from there, hilarity ensues. Tickets are on sale right now. We open this week. So we run from May 1st to May 18th. It's three weekends. So you want to get in there quick. It's going to be going by real soon. And you can get your tickets by calling the box office at 207-942-3333 or go to the website at penobscottheater.org.
You can find more information about Mother Russia, a historical farce about comrades, consequences, and comic mayhem, and also purchase tickets at penobscottheater.org. The fourth annual Jane's Walk in downtown Ellsworth is coming up this Saturday, May 3rd. Community activist Jane Jacobs inspired the global festival of free, volunteer-led walking conversations that combine the simple act of exploring a place with personal observations, local history, and civic engagement. The Jane's Walk Festival takes place every May in more than 200 cities and towns around the world. This year, 51 walks are happening across Maine, with six of them in Ellsworth, the most of any participating town or city. All are free and open to the public, and the Ellsworth walks are hosted by Heart of Ellsworth, the Ellsworth Historical Society, Ellsworth Public Library, Woodlawn, and local business owners and residents. The six walks in Ellsworth will be running from 8 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. Most are an hour to an hour and a half long. They have titles such as Exploring Woodlawn, a Walk Through History, Pedal Through Ellsworth, a Guided Bike Ride, History Detectives, Uncovering Ellsworth's Past Along the River, Bricks and Beams, Exploring the Changing History of Three-Storied Streets in Downtown Ellsworth, Greener Streets, Brighter Future, a Jane's Walk on Creative Urban Renewal, and Seaweed and Main Street, a flavorful Jane's Walk through Ellsworth. Pre-registration is required for at least one of those walks. You can do that and see the full schedule at heartofellsworth.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.